The Reluctant Traveler, recorded by Samuel J. Kaiser. Can't see the forest for the cerebrum. New Zealand makes me think of the iffy relationship between the earth and the things that live on it. Maybe that's because New Zealand is so isolated, a smaller version of the world subject to the strains of life run amok, but seen more clearly because seen more simply. Take the extinction of the Stevens Island wren, a rare flightless bird erased from the book of life by the beginning of the 20th century. What did it end? Rats brought to the island by the Maoris, and finally feral cats when the bird made its futile attempt to escape by floating across the 3-kilometer isthmus between Stevens Island and the South Island mainland. Being flightless, it must have floated across on rafts of seagrass. Habitat alteration by Homo sapiens and species introduction, again by Homo sapiens, are implicated in over half the cases of species extinction in recorded history. New Zealand is currently home to 7 million possums. They were introduced from Australia over a century ago. They consume over 20,000 tons of forest foliage every day. It's getting to be a case of them, the possums, or the kiwis. Noah's Ark no longer replies. I think it is useful to step back a bit and, as Joan Rivers, the comedian, says, take a look at ourselves. When the New Zealanders clear-cut the Cameron Rise of its orange ruffy, a tasty fish now on the same road to extinction as the Stevens Wren, they were merely behaving like all good mammals do. Take as much as you can get, and devil take the hindmost. You don't see a pride of lions practicing animal husbandry. The New Zealanders are doing what they can to control overfishing. Time will tell. But the fishermen and their customers are just like those feral cats, and no one likes governmental regulation. Nature, like the army, doesn't give a damn about compassion. So why shouldn't we pillage, rape, and ravage just the way the chimpanzees, gorillas, and orangutans do? Well, one answer is that if we do, we're in serious danger of terminating ourselves. We are not above the ecosystem. We are part of it, just like that Stevens Island wren and the feral cats. This is hard for most of us to swallow. Our highly developed cerebrum has allowed us to conceive of ourselves as outside the ecosystem, as if we were in it, but not of it. It just isn't true. Whatever we do to the earth, we do to ourselves. It's hard to see that simple truth. The cerebrum gets in the way. I don't know why, but it seems easier to see that in New Zealand.